Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen. Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. This is a very special episode of Frank Allen Interviews starring Frank Allen because I, Frank Allen, will be talking to, and they will be talking to each other, two incarnations of the gentleman that some people know as Satan or things like that. We've had a few Satans appear on Tractor Fiction and Debatatorium, things like that. Well, today we actually have two of them in one room, so they're not actually the same person, as some people might have suggested. Anyway, the point is they're going to be having a bit of a debate here, what one might call a devil-off. To, you know, see who can out-devil the other devil, so to speak. And who's the prime devil, the devil incarnate? I don't know. Look, we got two devils. Isn't that enough for you people? Here's my first devil. Say hello and introduce yourself, please.
Greetings, you repulsive, putrid-smelling morons. I am Beelzebub, master of the underworld and whisperer in your ear at night. I would first like to thank the University of Alaska for hosting this debate, and thank you, Frank Allen, for having me. Thank you very much, Frank.
You're very welcome. And so, like I said, that's devil number one. And devil number two over here is a person podcast listeners will be familiar with as well.
Why, hello, everyone. B. Fox is the name, and I am the most devilish devil of them all.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes.
All right. So, let me get right to my questions. Why, okay, how am I going to refer to you? What can I call you?
I am the people's devil, so you can call me Bub, because I like to rape soccer moms, and I support soccer moms. Bub. Call me Bub.
All right. And you?
Like I said, B. Fox. You can call me Mr. Fox.
All right. So let's start with Bub. Bub, why should you be chosen as the ultimate devil, the true one devil?
Look, I understand the pain that people are feeling because I am the one who is inflicting it. I think that what people need is, I don't know, what do people need? I'm not used to thinking of things that people need. But I want your vote, and if you don't give it to me, I will come to you at night.
Okay, and Mr. Fox?
Well, it's funny that he mentions that, because, of course, if you do vote for him, I will come to you at night. You're kind of screwed either way.
That was deplorable. You shouldn't treat people that way. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Go ahead.
Oh, it's quite all right. I won't treat them that way normally. In fact, especially if I'm elected devil, what I will do is treat them more horribly.
You laugh too much. That's repulsive. I hate you. And I think that treating people more horribly is the domain of here, Bub. I'm the only one who can do that.
Okay, so wait. I'm trying to clarify your positions. You're saying if you don't get elected, you'll torture people. And if you do, you will also torture people. So basically, and I think that's the same position that Mr. Fox has. It sounds like you don't really disagree.
You want your commander in evil to be able to dole out evil in an extremely evil way. Do you see what I'm saying here? It is very important that you understand precisely my point. I have a plan. I have a plan to deliver evil. Thank you.
Okay.
I am a politician. I don't speak in specifics.
All right. But Mr. Fox, do you have anything? I mean, do you disagree with him? It doesn't sound like there's much to disagree with.
Oh, I disagree entirely. In fact, you want your devil to be the most moral man in the world. Of course, I'm lying when I say that. Did you get that? Did you get the lie part? I was lying about it, which makes me more immoral than this guy who's telling you the truth.
I think that there is two kinds of evil. Insane evil, which is what we have facing me across the table here because he seems insane. And then you have calculated evil, which is what I will bring to the table. Ivy League evil.
Oh, you see that? He started out saying he was one of the people, and now he's one of the evil elite. Well, how can you trust a man like that? I would say you can't, except that you don't want to trust the devil, so you shouldn't trust me.
I understand what is important to the people of this world. I think that what we need is someone who can handle foreign policy. I will sit down with the Lord Jesus Christ. I will sit down with God across the table, and we will discuss ways that we can work together to make people miserable.
Does Jesus want to make people miserable? I thought that Jesus wanted to save them.
No, Jesus is my best friend. Jesus and I have been conspiring to make people miserable for 2008 years. Yes, we began on the day he was born.
Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Do you want someone as your devil who goes palling around with saviors? I would say not.
If you want the candidate for change, vote for him. But if you're happy with things the way they are, vote for me.
Well, that kind of raises a question. Who's voting on this? Because I would imagine anybody in hell wouldn't want anybody who was going to torture them.
We have a system of electoral colleges, so basically your vote doesn't matter anyway.
Oh, do you hear that? He's stealing my laugh stick. That's not right, you say.
There, I'm laughing all day long and you can't stop me.
Well, that was his laugh stick. I think you're stealing that.
Look, the important thing is that the economy is crumbling and we need someone who can keep the downward spiral until all of the stockbrokers jump out the windows and join me in hell. I am the candidate to destroy the economy. I am the candidate to ruin foreign relations. I am the candidate of change and of staying the same. I am an inevitability. I am bub of the people.
All right, well, Mr. Fox, let me ask you something then, since, I want to. People have actually been accusing, well, both of you, but especially you, of negative campaigning. What do you think of that? And would you say you have been negative campaigning, or would you say that you haven't?
If you think this is negative campaigning, you have seen nothing yet, because I will start to systematically overthrow everything he's ever done in his whole life. Oh, I am just getting excited just thinking about it. One time, he went to the store, and he asked for baby sandwich. It was terrible. Oh, it was so scary, and you would not believe it. He is a Presbyterian.
This is exactly the kind of trash talk that our nation and our world doesn't need anymore. We need to look positively. We need to talk about the babies we could be eating, not the babies we did eat. We need to be talking about the economies we could destroy, not the ones that are already in the gutter. We need to talk about the virgins who could be deflowered, not the ones who already had babies.
Because you already ate their babies. There's no babies to have anymore.
You can judge me by my record. I stand by everything that I've done. You, on the other hand, are new to all of this and we don't know what we're going to get. At least with me, when I eat a baby sandwich, you knew I was going to eat a baby sandwich.
Yes, but what you don't realize is that when you ate that baby sandwich, I pooped it!
Really? Thank you. And you, Frank Allen, thought that this was going to be a negative campaign. Me and my opponent here, we agree on so many things. Thank you for the poop in my sandwich.
Well, I'm glad you liked it then.
Right. Okay. I guess we've got to start probably wrapping up this little debate. Because I'm a little uninformed about this because thankfully I don't live in hell. What? When do people get to vote? How do they get to vote? What is it they need to do? When is it they need to report?
For those of you who enjoy watching Fox News, tune in midnight tonight. I can't say that we will announce the winner, but there will be something evil on anyway.
Basically, what happens is, if you want to cast your ballot for him, make sure you scream out kind of a bah! Sound when you get tortured today. And if you want to vote for me, kind of go, ooh, instead.
Yes, so vote bleh for me and vote bleh for him.
No, it's more of a bah!
Oh, you mean the sound that you make when you poop.
You would know, Mr. Sandwich.
Right, so let's go with just one final word from each of the candidates, I suppose, and we'll wrap things up. Mr. Bub.
Again, I would like to thank the University of Alaska and Sarah Palin for hosting this debate. It is very important that we can have an honest and open discussion without the censor of the mainstream media. It goes without saying that whether you vote for me or for my opponent, you are doomed. But I think that what you should do is scream out, "Nah!" for me. I will be honest with you. Yes, I have eaten a baby or two in my time. Yes, I have occasionally done good things. I will admit it. But what I will never do is lie to the American people. Thank you for hosting me. And God bless America.
All right, and Mr. Fox?
Well, I think it's all quite clear that a vote for him is a vote for someone who has poop in their teeth. Don't you hear? He ate my poop, and he enjoyed it. So, I think it's clear that I, as a non-poop eater, would be a better devil. Do you want a devil who will eat your poop, or do you want a devil who will put poop in your food? I think we know the answer. Thank you. The answer I meant was to vote for me. please.
Thank you very much. And thank you to both of you for attending this and for paying to have me flown out to Alaska.
It was a one-way ticket. Good luck getting home.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and I guess I'll be back at some point for another Frank Allen interview starring Frank Allen, which is me, and have a good night.